Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, November 12th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, a robotics engineer who really wanted a USB-C iPhone decided to take matters into his own hands by making one and has subsequently sold it on eBay for a whopping $86,000. At one point, the auction even got as high as $100,000, but it appears that that bidder didn't make good on the purchase, so it went to the second place bidder instead. The device is billed as the world's first USB-C iPhone, and it could very well remain the only one in existence. While Apple has adopted USB-C for the iPad and the MacBook, it hasn't yet done the same for the iPhone, and there's no indication that it ever plans to do so. The USB-C iPhone created by this robotics engineer basically is using a miniaturized Lightning to USB-C adapter that is so small it actually fits inside the iPhone itself. But the actual process to make this work was quite extensive, and it required modifying proprietary Apple chips, specifically in regards to managing the power that goes into the iPhone and to identify certified Lightning cables and accessories. The modified USB-C iPhone supports charging and data transfers, so it basically works like an iPhone with USB-C as if Apple had made it itself. We've got more details on this USB-C iPhone that sold for $86,000 at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple is rolling out a nice update to the Apple Store application for iPhone and iPad. Bringing the app to version 5.14, it includes new features for watching product videos, as well as a new list functionality. Apple explains that the new list feature in the Apple Store application is designed such that you can save items you like as lists, then share a list with a specialist in an Apple retail store. From there, you can also get a recap of your conversation with the in-store specialist sent to the Apple Store application to easily buy what you'd want when you're ready. So basically, this means you can create a list in the Apple Store application of things you're interested in, then easily share that with a specialist at an Apple Store so they can offer advice on what you want to buy. Additionally, this update to the Apple Store application adds support for audio descriptions while watching videos. This is an accessibility feature that makes sure you hear all product details, including those that are visual in videos themselves. The latest version of the Apple Store application is available on the App Store as a free download. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9to5 or hit the link in the show notes to learn more. Rounding out this week, Apple Music is adding even more songs to its catalog as it has reached a new deal with Tencent Music Entertainment Group to distribute Chinese content through Apple Music. This means that record labels and artists who are part of the Tencent Music Entertainment Group can now distribute their music around the world via Apple Music. The company said in a press release, quote, bringing Tencent's premium music content from Chinese labels and creators to Apple Music users worldwide will enable music lovers to explore China's unique music culture and genres, further enhancing the global discovery of Chinese music and assisting in the international development of Chinese musicians, end quote. This will bring hundreds of thousands of Chinese musicians to the Apple Music platform for the first time, including a large volume of high-quality new music that's available in Dolby Atmos and lossless. This is only the latest example of Apple's plans to expand Apple Music to cover more areas of the music industry. For example, earlier this year, Apple acquired the Prime Phonics service to boost its classical music offerings in Apple Music. This new partnership with Tencent Music Group is set to bring Apple Music's offerings in Chinese music to the next level, and it will start rolling out soon. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to Direct Mail for Mac for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Sponsors like Direct Mail help us keep making the show 5 days per week. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.